JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kicks 96.9.
Before we get to this story, and this is probably the only reason why we're even doing this story, is Lauren loved this song so much. She actually knows. It's almost impressive. It's about similar to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme. Mm-hmm. The fact that you know every word to that song. So if you know this song, you can sing along with Lauren from the movie The Hangover. It's the Tiger.
You know it.
The Tiger song. Here we go.
I didn't even know what movie this was from when you first played it.
Do tigers dream of?
Now I do.
When they take a little tiger snooze. Do they dream of mauling zebras? Or have it buried in her cat woman's suit?
She's not looking at words at all.
Don't you worry, you're pretty strappy. And we're gonna get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're gonna find our best friend Doug.
We're gonna give him a best friend hug.
Oh, Doug.
Is this how you sing in the musical that you're in?
Yes. Nice.
Heard by Crystal Meth Tweakers.
Well, then
they're out of luck.
Thank you for that.
How many times have you seen The Hangover?
Not that many times. I just love that scene.
How many times have you seen that scene?
I don't know. It's been a few years.
You have a talent, lady.
It's been a while.
It's been years.
You have a talent.
I did not know that was still in my brain occupying space just where nice. Useful information could be.
So that's why did we, other than the fact that Lauren and her amazing rendition of it.
It's not a tiger, but it is also
good.
A wild cat.
Thanks.
Authorities in Pakistan said a man is facing charges after a viral video showed him driving around, his
Karachi.
Hometown. Karachi. With a lion.
You're so good. You know right when to help him.
With a lion in the back of his pickup truck.
The video is amazing because this is a big lion.
Yeah, a full-size lion. Yeah, big lion.
Fully grown
lioness,
female lion, yeah.
He's in the back of this pickup truck cruising down the street with the lion just casually lounging in the back, unrestrained by anything except for a leash, which is being held by the man inside the vehicle. The back window's open and he's got just a leash.
His pet lion.
Like the little mini window in the back of your pickup truck. Yeah. The leash is through that and the guy driving the car is holding the leash like he's gonna stop a full-size lion if it decides to jump.
The best part is how the lion's back there. It's got like one paw over the side and it's just laying there like so.
It is full lounge mode.
It's in total lounge mode enjoying this ride in the vehicle.
We'll put the video up so you can see it. But yeah, it's all the proper permits to keep the lion, and the video, it just him driving his big cat. The lion's sick. He's just taking him to the vet.
I mean, so this guy, apparently his permit is expired, but he did have a permit to operate a small zoo, for whatever that means.
Small zoo.
Okay.
Pakistan. Okay.
But so he's an expired permit. But would someone, it seems to me that someone that has gone through whatever process you need to go through to get a permit to operate a zoo would know that if your lion needs to go to the vet, you might need more than a leash and a pickup truck.
I mean, it is Pakistan, first and foremost.
Yeah.
He's probably just a big fan of The Walking Dead.
And he just
wants to make sure he's got a lion at all times ready.
That's a good point.
Because if you're a fan of The Walking Dead, you know one of the characters walks around with a lion. He's a former zookeeper.
Tiger, yeah.
Yeah.
Big old tiger.
Tiger.
Whatever.
Ezekiel has
a big animal, tiger on a leash all the time.
So in this case, you got a lioness on the end. That's not bad. That'd be good.
He's facing charges including negligence and spreading fear and panic.
No.
You know the cop added that to it. So you spreaded fear and panic, man.
Now, I will say the people in the video do not appear to be scared or panicked.
Yeah,
they're walking up and taking photos. If you see a lion in the back of a pickup truck, you assume something terrible is coming. Like, you don't just assume, lion's going to the vet.
Here,
right?
You're like trying to get it over so you can pet it. Here, to pet it.
I mean, the whole I was taking it to the vet thing seems right up there with like, it was hungry and wanted a snack. We were gonna make a beer run.
Do you think our lions, since they are like a cat, are they jerks? Or are lions cool? Oh. Like, is this lion a
That's
jerk
a good
to him?
Point.
Does it lay across his TV stand and ignore him all day?
The tail's just kind of in the way of the
And it's like, lion, but how do you tell a lion? Like, you can't walk up and shoo a lion.
Right.
That feels like a bad idea.
Like, touch its ear a little so it gets annoyed.
Or what happens when, like, the lion sees, I don't know, something flapping around, like if you have like a little loose deal on your shirt and it walks up and wants to like smack
bam!
It. Or like send you across the room.
You could never be naked around a lion. Especially if you're a dude.
I'm done. I'm
JP,
done with this.
Wow. Thank you.
And it came to a screeching halt.
You're
saying things that are dangling. You are Jim.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.